So when I met you, I was debating on whether to go on TRT, yes. testosterone replacement
yes.
therapy. Yeah.
Yes.
Still debating.
Yes.
You have been on TRT for how long?
17 years.
17 years.
No fail, every single, twice a week.
You studied through the UK and you got your diploma in nutrition.
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking to someone who's studied.
Yes.
And then researched it for many years afterwards.
Absolutely. And on myself and on many of my clients, over 15,000 hours of clients.
So that's a lot of people. Yeah.
So you start to see the trends and you start to ask the right question. So we just back it up just a little.
Okay.
the correct way to do TRT is to get your blood tested. That is just the best way to see your testosterone levels as a 30-year-old male, or you're a functioning male. You know, and sometimes the testosterone is very, very low, and guys will try to bring it up with natural remedies. Some guys get it right naturally, and they adapt pretty fast. Some guys don't. In my younger days, I experimented with a bit of steroids, not too heavy. Just
so how many milligrams would that have been when you're doing steroids?
See, as a teenager, you're basically on about 8 to 10 milligrams a day, naturally your body producing. So you actually don't need it. But then I found when I did stop the testosterone, my body required that same amount. And that's why I stayed on it. Because no teenager should take testosterone. There's no need for it.
Because it's so high anyway.
Well, it's high in your body, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's at its peak between 17
peak.
And 18.
It's, right up to 25. Yeah. So it starts dipping. Starts dipping
starts
at about...
dipping from 20.
26, 27
26,
years
27.
Old, a little bit slightly.
Yeah, yeah.
So at our age, in my 45 now, if I had to stop the testosterone, my body would just go in an adverse effect. We should be on an effective dose of 6 milligrams a day naturally.
Okay.
I'm on currently 150 to 200 milligrams a week. What we do is we divide it by 2, first
okay,
of all, because
so
it's two separate
75,
injections. 75,
yeah.
75, right? So you divide it, I'm just under 20 milligrams a day.
20 milligrams a day,
which is in an anabolic state.
Okay, so 20 milligrams a day is
equivalent to when I was 18 years old.
My question is the long term effects.
Okay.
Is like long term.
Yes.
Yeah. What would you say to a person?
Okay.
That is worried about long term, like
yeah.
like 40 years, 50 years on being a TRT.
Testosterone's been around for a very, very long time. Okay. So the guys that are still alive today,
yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. The big bodybuilders that used it in
massive doses.
So when I'm talking, I do 150 milligrams a week. They were doing 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a week as a bodybuilder.
Oh, right.
So what happens in that sphere of
yeah.
playing that game is the side effects are bigger. It's the same
Huge.
As drinking alcohol. So let me just simplify it for you.
Okay.
We're in a very, very safe zone with no side effects. There's
okay.
been proven long-term for the guys that have died, autopsies have been done, there's been no relation at all, no relation, and
okay.
still to this day that the guys are still alive, Sylvester Stallone, all the guys that we recognize that are still taking it to this day, there's been no adverse effects because they take the right amount.
So he would be a good ambassador. Schwarzenegger, not so much because he's had quite a bit of heart surgery.
The Rock. Dwayne Johnson is a typical example, a high performer, the top paid actor in the world, right? That's on testosterone
Rock,
and replacement therapy.
Like, to me, The Rock, I don't know, he's okay, he's genetically, he's got, I mean, he's tall and huge, but I mean, wow, that's a big unit, hey? Like,
yeah, but that's a lot of steroids, bud.
Really? So that's
absolutely.
Way more steroids.
Oh, that's
way more than what you're taking.
Of that's growth hormone. And the thing is, it's quite a taboo.
It's quite taboo to talk about The Rock?
No, or? to talk when you're a celebrity, to admit
that
you're taking that. Because you're kind of endorsing, it.
Your biggest, just in talking to you, your biggest... You do a lot of research when it comes to men's health.
Tremendous amount,
And men's psychological health as well, which really fascinates me because
100%.
Because there is an epidemic in the world,
yeah.
not just with men.
So it's quite a number of factors through my research, and I'm so passionate about it because I'm a man. I'm
but you've
a
probably
man
been there as well.
I'm a man that's failed through two divorces, and I'm a man that children that don't currently speak to him. Based on some failures as a father, but the the thing is, as men, is the inadequacy. The main thing is men are feeling inadequate. They cannot do the things that traditional men could do. And that's why the TRT is so fundamental and so important. Because I always start at the base. I always start with the health and the mind first. We can get to the financials, we can get to the social, we can get to the spiritual, but the fundamental, if you're feeling crap, you're going to act crap. If you're not in a good mental state, you're not going to do anything right. You could make $1 million with the new internet phase fad on something that's come through, you're still not going to be happy. Always try and make the man feel good. You start to see
trends.
The trends in men and see the patterns. And the patterns are men are feeling crap physically. So we get your blood tested, get your TRT. Within 2 weeks, I'm getting emails and messages. But I feel amazing.
Yeah.
My life's back on track. I'm doing well at work. I became a top salesman. My sex life is great. All these things were coming together, and I actually get goosebumps, as you can see right there, thinking about it, from all the success stories that have happened just through TRT.
Now, just the TRT. Surely you're treating them holistically. So you're putting them on TRT, but you're also listening, you know, and a lot of men aren't listened to nowadays. And men have never really been
talkers,
yeah, because we're taught not to talk about our like mental health problems.
Yeah. We don't want to go deep and go to that soft, vulnerable spot.
So do you think some of it's that, or do you think it's all the testosterone?
It's a cake mix. It's a cake mix.
Oh, so it's a mixture. Right, so it's a mixture.
It's a melting pot, bud.
It's a melting pot. All right, that's a good way to describe it.
If you're really carrying the cloak of shame in your life, through abuse, through divorce, through all that sort of thing, I mean, that's the bottom of the barrel. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, you get shark shit, and then you get lower than shark shit, and you get those little guppies, and then you get those guppies shit. You would be. you don't need high doses. You need very, very little. So if I'm taking 20 milligrams a day, but then as a natural man, I should be on 6 milligrams a day, I'm already above the threshold.
Okay.
So I can actually go down to 12, but I thrive well on 20. But you might thrive well on 12 a day. Feel incredibly well. But if I put you on 50 a day or 20 a day, you might
aggressive.
Be losing. Well, no, I wouldn't say aggressive, but it might be too much for you.
Yeah.
And that's where the blood tests come in. And it really pinpoints where you should be. There's clinics that do it professionally.
What else, though? Do you do GH? Do you do growth hormone?
I have.
You have, but you don't now.
If you look at supplementation and nutrition as a whole, you know, people get very overwhelmed with the amount of supplements that are out there.
Yeah.
And if you go stand in front of a supplement shop, Barren, this, that, vitamin C, ginkgo biloba,
St. John's wort,
horny goat weed. There's a lot, right?
Yeah, there's so much.
So what does a guy do? Okay, now it's overwhelmed. They are just basics before you go do proper blood tests to go in and see.
So now, I'm talking about an overweight person now.
I'm just talking about a general person and start feeling good. Because I always
not
start from
well.
That. Just
okay.
Remember, when you're not feeling well, is that your energy level's sapped. So your testosterone level's in the toilet. How do you recognize someone that doesn't have that's got a low T? He's got a tummy that's protruding. That's number one. Is always ask the question: do you wake up in the morning with a woody? Then you get brain fog, and there's a number of things. But going back to the nutrition side of it, vitamin C is fundamental. Okay, you pee it out, but a minimum of 1,000 milligrams a day. B12, B complex, definite base, because it's something you don't get from food. You have to take it externally. You don't get it from food. It's very little in meat.
Do you inject the B12?
Yeah, I inject it.
Okay.
I buy the ampule. If I can't get it, then I'll just buy the supplement, which is just as well, but I like to give the injection. And then omega, phenomenal for memory.
Omega-3, okay.
6 for ladies, so 6 EPA is more for women. So that's the fundamental. So it's the vitamin C, it's the B12, B complex, omega, the zinc for men, right? 20 milligrams of pure zinc. So you'll see it says 60 milligrams. Go look on the back and it'll actually say pure. The pure mineral is only 10 or 20. You need 20 a day.
Omega-3s, how many milligrams?
I take 2,000 to 3,000 a day.
Thank you to the nutritionist Ricardo Catita on testosterone replacement therapy. He's had 17 years, as he says, of experience in that. And I got my own testosterone levels checked and they were normal. What we speak about mostly in that podcast is about this sense of disillusionment
And in my last practice, over the 6 years, I noticed that nearly 50% of people that were coming in were actually on antidepressants, which is quite alarming. And I've noticed during my own lifetime how there's been things organized around community, more and more fragmentation. But this is a trend that was started hundreds of years ago during the Enlightenment, where people started realizing that they could sort of experiment with themselves and do things by first principles. So first principles means that you are saying, okay, let's try this, and then go ahead with that. But deep down inside, we all have this deep sense for community. And this is why it's so easy for people to be radicalized. And it's way, way cooler to be part of a community that's against climate change, which people can be very, very radical about that, which is fine. But and then the extreme would be, people that get radicalized for ISIS or misogyny or anything, basically, because it's not actually the radicalization, it's actually the sense of community of other people that are thinking sort of along those lines. And then, so people don't realize what it is that they're actually seeking, but they're actually seeking that deep sense of community, which makes you feel so good. And that we all seem to be lacking at the moment, except for people that are really these extremists that are these sort of radicals, and then they seem to have this really deep sense of community. So that it's definitely driven people away from things like churches, because that's not a cool thing to do. And the sort of the mental health crisis is definitely on the rise. But definitely for men, get your testosterone levels checked. And also to get out of a really tricky situation, you can maybe supplement with testosterone along with the other other things that Ricardo mentioned in that video. I'll be very interested to find out your comments and your thoughts on this, and I will respond with a video within the next 2 weeks discussing your comments. So please comment, and thank you.